We begin today with ice hockey, and the Czech Republic concluded the Karjala tournament in Finland on Sunday with a 2-5 defeat at the hands of competition winners Russia. Coach Josef Jandáč said everything that could go wrong had gone wrong for the Czechs in their sixth defeat in succession to the Russians. For his part, the scorer of one of the Czech Republic's goals, Jakub Klepiš, said it had been a terrible day at the office.
It was like a game of cat and mouse. It was a bad, bad game. I think from the very start the issue wasn't our standard of play. It was more a question of application, which we were lacking throughout the match. We couldn't get into it at all. It's hard to say why. I describe it as a bad game all round. There were no positives.
The Czech Republic finished fifth in the Karjala tournament, which is part of the Euro Hockey Tour, with only 3 points. Speed skater Martina Sablikova made a disappointing start to the season at the weekend. The 30-year-old began a World Cup meeting in the Dutch town of Herenveen with 17th place in the 1500 metres on Saturday. Things didn't get much better for Sablikova on the 3000-metre track on Sunday when she came 7th. The Czech has dominated long-track speed skating for years, winning the World Cup in the 3,000 and 5,000 metres for the last 11 years in a row. That's alongside 3 Olympic gold medals and a long list of World Championships triumphs. However, her long-term manager, Petr Novák, pointed out that Sablikova had finished only 2 seconds behind the 3,000 metres winner in Herenveen, and he said her health hadn't been optimal.
We don't know what's going on. One thing is that her back hurts, though still it shouldn't have impacted her performance so much. But she didn't really feel good. It's as if she's coming down with something.
After becoming world champion in the javelin in August, Barbara Špotáková has just been named the Czech Republic's Athlete of the Year for the 9th time. And her discipline dominated the poll, with 2nd and 3rd place going to Jakub Vadlich, who took silver in London, and Petr Friedrich, who came 3rd. The latter pair's coach, Jan Železný, was named Trainer of the Year, and the all-time javelin legend finished just ahead of Rudolf Černý, who works with Špotáková. Finally, football, and the Czech Republic enjoyed a fruitful stay in Doha in what were their last outings of 2017. The Czechs first overcame World Cup 2018 qualifiers Iceland 2-1 before on Saturday beating Qatar, who will host the 2022 edition, 1-0. Having missed out on Russia, Karel Yaralim's men will not face any competitive games until qualifications for the 2020 European Championship, which begin in the latter third of next year. That's all the sports news for today.